You will never know my favorite mayonnaise.
Then hear this. Ripley is eternally lost to you, for soon she will be captive in my kingdom.
What kingdom?
A dark kingdom of soul-scraping agony, mind-shattering torment, and eternal desolation.
Is it Staffordshire?
No. Soon she will be mine. You cannot save her. TTFN.
I rushed to find Harry and Pippa. Since Pippa's reluctant return from being Mr. Benevolent's evil accomplice, they had not been getting on. And as I went downstairs, I could hear they were with their marital therapist. Alas, back then, counseling was a far cruder science.
So, Harry, how do you feel?
Sad. A little betrayed.
Wrong! You are a man! You feel nothing!
And Pippa, what do you think?
I think...
Wrong! You are a woman. Science tells us you cannot think.
Of course, these days, we know women can think. It's just that no one cares. Leaving them to their delicate psychological discussions, I went in search of knowledge. There were two specialist death-related bookshops nearby, Gravestones and W.H. Stiffs. So I swiftly purchased the Osborne Book of Death, Resurrection for Dummies, and The Rough Guide to the Afterlife, then returned home.
Hello, Bitbin.
How was therapy?
We're going to try role play. Pippa likes evil men, so I'm pretending to be a cad.
Your caddish monocle is rather large.
Yes. I fear I ordered it in the wrong size. Which is bigger, feet or inches?
Feet.
Right. Because I ordered it in yards. The lens is so strong, any light passing through it at all sets fire to my eye. What news, Pitbin?
Ripley and Mr. Benevolent appeared to me in a dream. Ripley told me she could be saved from death.
Oh, how is Mr. Benevo Gorgeous?
Did you just call him Mr. Benevo Gorgeous?
No.
Oh, we have so much to not talk about at our next session.
The books say I must enter the afterlife, find her soul, and resurrect her with a kiss born of true love. There is apparently a state of half-deadness where one may visit the afterlife, but then return to life. But how to reach such a half-dead state?
Oh, you could throw yourself halfway down a very tall building. Or eat some bacon that's just past its sell-by date.
Brilliant ideas.
Thank you.
In opposite worlds.
Oh, stop it! Your marital bickering is boring me to death. Hold on.
I immediately rushed to the most boring place in Britain, the House of Lords, where barren, arid words of dull tedium was describing the observation of the desiccation process in liquid pigments.
Evaporating at 5 imperial quarts per decade, drone, drone, bore, murmur, murmur, drone, soft hum of tedious words.
Time slowed to a trickle. Every bodily function ceased. All around me became grey numbness. And though my body still lived, my soul fell from this earthly realm. I'd been bored exactly half to death. When my senses returned, I was in a brightly lit marble hall with a sign saying, Arrivals. All around, cowled figures held cards with names on them, even my own. I approached this holder.
I am Pitbin. Who are you?
Your guide in the underworld.
The underworld? That's a bit classical. I was expecting something more Judeo-Christian.
These days, the underworld is a way station for souls of all religions before departure to their relevant paradises or hells.
Is my wife still here?
This map contains the location of every soul not yet departed.
It is blank.
Touch it and think of your wife. If you truly love her, you will find her. I placed my hand on the map and thought of Ripley. A small patch started to glow.
It is in her shape.
It glows brightly. You must love her very much.
I do.
Alas, she's already in departures.
We must hurry.
Wait for me!
Harry, you've come to help me in the afterlife.
The afterlife? Oh, I knew I shouldn't have eaten that bacon just past its sell-by date. Ooh, can I have a go on that map?
Harry pressed his hand to it. Again, a glowing shape appeared.
Is that a cake?
Yeah.
You must love cake very much.
I do.
Oh, what a disgusting BLT. Hang on, where am I?
Dipper, you too have reached the afterlife.
Harry, you said that bacon was okay. Ooh, what's this map?